To establish true self-esteem, we must concentrate on our own successes and forget about the failures and the negatives in our lives. The child's view must be recognized as just that, as serving a purpose in the early years, but dropping aside as we mature. Instead of comparing ourselves to others, we should compare ourselves with our own abilities, our own interests, and our own goals. And we can make a conscious effort to upgrade our lifestyle and pay more attention to personal appearance and personal habits. To develop more self-esteem, we need to base more of our actions and more of our decisions on rational thinking rather than on emotions. Emotions are the automatic product of subconscious integration, and they're passive and reactive in nature. To respond to the daily experiences and challenges of life by reacting emotionally is to nullify the wisdom and the power of the rational mind. The real winners are able to enjoy their emotions like children, probing the depths of love and excitement and joy and compassion. But the winners make the decisions that shape their lives through logic and common sense. And marriages today, of course, would be a lot stronger if they were entered into intelligently as well as emotionally. To develop and maintain high self-esteem, we need to find pleasure and pride in our current profession rather than looking at the greener pastures elsewhere. This is the philosophy of finding success in your own backyard, right now, right where you are, and making changes in your own internal standards rather than searching for external stimulation in a new environment. Although we're always seeking improvement, the real winners with positive self-esteem accept themselves just as they are at this moment. Since the perfect human being has not been discovered, we all need to live with our hang-ups and our idiosyncrasies until they can be ironed out. One of the most important qualities in successful dynamic living is that of self-acceptance, the willingness to be oneself and to live one's life as it's unfolding, accepting all the responsibility for the ultimate outcome. Perhaps the most important key to permanent enhancement of self-esteem is in the practice of positive self-talk. Every waking moment of our lives, we must feed our subconscious self-image positive affirmations about ourselves and our performances so relentlessly and so vividly that our self-images in time are modified to conform to the new higher standards. I've been conducting research on the power of words and images on the functions of the body, and I've been amazed at the tremendous influence that words and thoughts spoken at random can have on body functions that are monitored on biofeedback equipment. Since thoughts can raise and lower body temperature, secrete hormones, relax muscles and nerve endings, dilate and restrict arteries, and raise or lower pulse rate, it's obvious that we need to control the language we use on ourselves. That's why the winners in life rarely ever put themselves down in actions or in words. Losers fall into the trap of saying, "I have to," "I can't," "I'm a klutz," "I shoulda, woulda, coulda, mighta, oughta, if only I'da, if only I'da," "I'll try," and "I wish." And the most famous losing line of all, "Yeah, I know, but," or just, "Yeah, but." Winners use constructive self-talk every day. "I want to," "I can," "I'm feeling better now," "I'm improving," "Next time I'll get it right," "I choose," "I look forward to," "I'll do it." One great indicator of our opinion of ourselves is the way we can accept a compliment. It's incredible how many of us tend to discount our worth and belittle ourselves when others try to pay us value. In my more unsuccessful early years, I had real trouble handling compliments. When I think back, it went something like this. "Gee, Dennis, that's a good-looking suit. Is it new?" My answer? "No, I was going to give it to the Goodwill." "Gee, thank you very much, Dennis, for what you did for our son." And my response? "Tell him it was nothing. You know, I'm sure they thought, gee, we thought it was special, till he said it was nothing." And I remember starting my speaking career, the hardest thing was to tell clients how much money I was worth. They used to ask me, "How much do you charge to speak, Dennis?" And I would hunch my shoulders and reply, "How much can you afford?" And they'd respond, "Oh, we don't have a very big budget." And of course, I'd then panic, sensing impending rejection, and I'd blurt out, "Oh, don't worry about your budget. I can fit into the smallest budget." And they would respond, "Too bad, Dennis. We wanted somebody better than that for our keynote speaker. They brought me an expensive present years ago for my birthday, and after opening it in front of the office staff and my boss, I remember saying with some embarrassment, "Oh, you guys, you shouldn't have. You spent way too much on me." And I can just imagine my boss thinking to himself, "I guess we did spend too much. Maybe I'll forget about his raise, too. He's probably not worth that much money and would be uncomfortable with a promotion of that size." You see, the problem with humorous humiliation and self-degrading remarks is that it not only tells others that you don't feel valuable, it tells your robot self-image, which is always recording, that these negative barbs are your real self-opinion, and they're stored as fact forever. People buy perceived value. You only sell you. The value of the seller is what influences the buyer. People's opinion of you is mostly based on your own implied and stated opinion of yourself. We talk ourselves into and out of every failure and every success. Positive self-esteem is the quality of simply saying thank you and accepting any value that is paid to you by others.